of Kalim, second Mishnah, Kolig Rofin. This is some cleat that had something like a spoon on one side and something like a fork on the other side. So the fork was used to stick into either a piece of bread or meat when they took it out of the oven, and the other side, it looked like a spoon or a shovel they used to move around the coals. So Kol is, I guess, from a lotion of roasting, and Rofim is a lotion of removing the coals. Kol Panim. So this is a dual purpose kli. So if the shovel side of it was removed, still tali because it has the fork side of it. Neshina. If the fork side of it was missing, it's maybe shim kapa, then it's tummy for the other side. Now, it has two uses, and one of them is not usable, it's still tummy because of the second one. Machil is something used for putting on some type of eye makeup. And it had something called a kaf and a zocher. The zocher was used to put the eye makeup on the eye, and the calf was a wider area, is to clean out one's ears. So if the calf was removed, then it's tummy because it has a zocher, the part for using for the makeup, and nitel a zocher tummy pnei hakaf. If the part that is used for cleaning out the ears was removed, it's tummy because the part that's used for the other way around, the part that's used for making up the eyes was removed, it's still tummy because the part that's used for the ears is still intact. Nichtav shenitel koisev tummy pnei hamoichek. You have a pencil. It has a writing side on one side and an erasing thing on the other side. So if one of them was removed, it's still tummy. Nitel amotek tummy pnei hakoisev. As one of the two remains, it's still tummy. Zuma listera. It's also a kli that had one type of it had like a fork, and another time it had a spoon, which was also used in cooking purposes. The spoon was to remove the fourth undesirable parts from the top of the thing that was cooking, and the fork was used to take out the meat. So the same thing over here. Eat a kappa to make a mazlek, eat a mazlek to make a kappa. If one of the two is missing, it's still tummy. Chain shein shel made is something that's used, a stick which is used on one side to turn over the earth, and the other side was they would switch it around and use it for some type of plowing implement. So also over there, if one of the two is missing, it's still tummy. Shir kulon kidei lasis melachtam. How much should be left? When it's broken, you need enough left on the side that is still usable, so that you can still be able to use it. It has a handle for that side.